Jesus said to the disciples, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." That's what he said to them after they'd been out. He had sent them out in pairs out in the communities to go to different communities and to cast out demons and to anoint people who were sick and who were in need. And they'd been doing this for a long time. And then as Pastor Freeman read in the story, people were coming and going and lots of people were demanding their attention. And it said it was so busy they didn't even have time to eat. And so Jesus, I imagine it was a welcomed word when Jesus came to them and said, "Hey, boys, let's go take a break." Anybody else need to hear that word these days? I'm thinking this is becoming one of my favorite Bible verses, you know? Come away to a deserted place and rest for a while. You know, it's good to remember that God values rest. This last week, we had a staff meeting of Mount Olivet. And so, you know, 60, 70 people from the custodial staff to us pastors, ministers, and everybody, pastoral caregivers, all gathered. And we started with devotions, and Reverend Teresa Latini, who's the director of the retreat center, she started with a devotion focused on Sabbath. She talked about those ancient Israelites who were in slavery in Egypt, and how when they came out into, they were freed, and they came out into the wilderness, they had a God who actually commanded them to rest. And what a new word that was to their ears after being in slavery for so long, where the only thing they heard was work, 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 make more bricks, make more bricks, make more bricks, make. And then they got out there and God said, "No, stop working for a bit. Take a break." You mean we can take a break? Yes. Oh, thanks be to God, right? And then I imagine the look on the disciples' faces when they got across the lake and they saw thousands of people waiting for them. You know, Peter and James and John, they had their beach reed in their arms and their sunglasses and were ready to go sit on the beach. And then there's thousands of people. The need was so great. Does it ever feel like that in life? When you just want to take a rest and then the next need or the next crisis or the next item on the to-do list is right there staring at you. So often it's the stark truth of the world. The need is so great. 2 weeks ago, I had the chance to be out in Colorado, a little pastor's retreat that's been going on for 40 years annually. And about 30 to 50 pastors gather, you know, in the mountains of Colorado, where there's a ski resort, yes, and have some lectures and some worship and some learning and talking about church and kind of a chance to get away from the congregation and the regular day-to-day. And it involves a little bit of recreation as well. And so 2 weeks ago on Thursday, February 17th, I was sitting in a sauna in the hotel in Colorado with two pastor pals and another older gentleman. You know, the company could have been better, I admit, but it was pretty good, relaxing, resting. And we were having conversation, and then the older gentleman, he kind of had a curious accent and didn't sound like us knucklehead American pastors, you know. And so one of my buddies said, "Where is your accent?" And the man said, "It's Russian." And that was kind of the silence that followed after that. Not because we knew that there were already 100,000 troops amassing and such. And then, and he was probably an American just like us and such, but it was just interesting to be confronted with that. And not a few minutes later, a couple came into the sauna. Younger couple, cute couple. Gal was in a one-piece fit. Guy was in a really tight, you know, the tight briefs, you know. And I thought, these are either swim, you know, professional swimmers, or they've got a little European vibe to them, you know? Sure enough, they had a different accent too, strange to our ear. We asked, "Where are you from?" They said, "We're Ukrainian." And here we are in Colorado in a sauna with an older gentleman whose heritage comes from Russia and a young couple whose heritage comes from Ukraine, just trying to relax, and we're confronted by the reality of what's taking place still in the world. After just coming out of a pandemic, God, couldn't we have just a couple weeks? And I imagine it was like those disciples going across the lake, looking into the eyes of thousands of people who still needed need. Well, Jesus enters into that situation, and it says he has compassion. I imagine the disciples were exhausted, and then it gets to late for dinner, and the disciples say, you know, Jesus, why don't we send them away to go get some food? And then Jesus says something really crazy, I think. He says, you give them something to eat. And James and Peter and John are looking around like, where in the world of how are we? And then Jesus says, go and gather up what's there. And they have 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he holds them up, and he blesses them, and then he disperses it, and by some miracle, there's way more than enough with even leftovers to spare. I'm not sure how to explain that story. Lots of people have tried. It's the only miracle of Jesus that's in all 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. They all tell this story, which it seems is kind of important to them. And people have tried to explain it that maybe, they say maybe Jesus like inspired generosity and all the people kind of remembered, oh yeah, we have turkey sandwiches and potato salad and now we'll just, you know, we'll share it with everybody. But I think there's more to it than that in faith. In faith, I try to hear this, what the story says, and I think it says in the face of so much need, of things looking like there's no way, of there being lack and feeling like there's not enough to go around, God does what God has always done and continues to make a way. God advocates for rest and yet still sends us out to confront the needs of the world. I remember a sermon I heard once at a commencement of a seminary. There were students who had gone through all their studies and they're ready to be sent out into churches or to teach and such. And the preacher, she was saying to these anxious and eager students, you might be sitting here today wondering if you have what it takes to do all of the work that you have in front of you, to minister well, to provide for others, to care for people and yourself. You're wondering, do I have what it takes? And she said, I can let you know, don't be silly. Of course you don't. She said, if you're worried that you have weaknesses or deficiencies or shortcomings or defects of character, you can stop worrying. You do. And she said, you don't really have what it takes in the end, but fortunately you have the God who does. Whatever happened in the story that day, when Jesus and the disciples encountered those thousands of people who were in need, it was proclaimed what God has always proclaimed, that when we see nothing, God's just getting started. And it's not our ability, our own ability in ourselves to conquer or overcome where God's work is done. Rather, it's in our weakness. It's in our humility where Jesus enters in. As usual, I'm not really sure how that's going to affect and speak to each one of us here this morning about this story of Jesus feeding 5,000 and even more. But I think it calls us again to faith. Faith enough to keep encountering and wrestling with the needs of the world, the needs which are so great. It calls us to faith to trust that in life, in death, in this world and the next, God continues to make a way and even does through you. And when it seems like we have nothing, to remember that's pretty much God's favorite material to work with. And in the meantime, when you can, God advocates for rest. I called up one of my pastor buddies this week, and he said, I just made a donation to people in Ukraine, and I'd never thought I would ever do that. But lo and behold, here they are. And here's the need. And it may have been just a morsel, perhaps. And yet he did it in faith, hoping that it would be enough for at least a little. In whatever way we can be this morning, perhaps, as we gather here and get away for a little rest, you may be fed with some hope, with faith, with some newness, to hear and know that God says, take a break, it's okay. And then upon being rested, to go and face the needs of the world again, and to trust that God makes a way. Thanks be to God. Amen.